All right. So, we spoke to the channel last night. We whispered in her ear that we are beginning a new tradition, you might say. That if you bring your objects here, crystals, really good, well, put some energy of the event into them to take with you, right? We may not touch every object, but we will impart it with a, what do they call it, a blessing, right? It's putting a frequency of a certain kind of grace into it, an alignment with you so that you can pick it up at the end and take it with you and keep some of that energy going. And so now let's do a meditation. So get yourself into your comfortable position. Close your eyes and let yourself quieten. Let yourself be quiet. If you need to adjust or do this or that, do it now. And get yourself quiet. Sometimes it is a challenge for the body to be quiet. So tell the body, listen, dear body, if you'll just be quiet for a little while longer, to be at peace, to rest, and let me do this. And then afterwards, when I come back, I'm going to be so much more bright and light and free, and you'll get some really nice energy out of it. And also, as you become quiet, to in a sense, take the responsibility of creating the frequency, the energy, the experience of quiet. Not even just for yourself, but for your environment. For other people, for other energies, for the environment. Maybe next door, down the street. Expand a bubble of peace and quiet. That you are the center of. Expand it out. Bring that peace and quiet to your world. And in so doing, let yourself move now back into meditation, the meditation of earlier. When we brought you back and you opened your physical eyes, your mental eyes were still closed. So remember that space you were in. Begin to go back there now. That space of gentle, soft, and very safe darkness. The darkness behind your eyelids, the curtain drawn around your mental eyes, as well as your physical eyes. So that what you visualize, what you are seeing, is nothing, really. Just maybe the color of light through your eyelids. Just the nothing. Let yourself enter the nothing. But before you go back to the place where you were, first of all, look at that crisis. Whichever one you selected, you would like to heal. Maybe it's a pattern of crises you've had all your life. Maybe you're in a crisis right now. Maybe you're not in one right now, but you have a certain pattern. You seem to always go into crises under certain circumstances and conditions. And you anticipate that if that circumstance or condition fulfills itself in the future, you'll go back into crisis there. And you can use that one. So just think for a moment about what crisis you would like to use. You don't have to describe it verbally to yourself or mentally say, hey, Alexis, here's the detail. Just kind of sense the energies of crisis. Just sense the energies of fear of the unknown, fear of the chaos, fear of change. The association of the chaos with so many negatives. So there's a fear of experiencing those negatives. A sense of crisis, that with every crisis there's so much pain because you have to go through all the drama and trauma of your dark selves, of those selves that are constricted, that are immature, fragmented, and feeling separate. Feel the essence of it. You're moving all along in your compensation, and then your reality gives you a bit of a slap. Okay, hello, wake up. To go to a greater level of self, here's what you got to deal with now. It looks like it's coming from outside of you. You've called it to gain greater power, love, freedom, and safety. To grow. To fulfill your personal and global missions. Recognize it. And there you see. In your memory, or you sense how when a crisis shows up, how you resist. Oh no! How what you anticipate and expect a crisis to be. The danger of losing that order, so important, that security of the staid and reliable routines of thinking, feeling, and being, and doing. All those. That threat, the fear that you're going to slip and get lost in the chaos, abandoned in the dark without a light, your resistance scrambling to get back to the safety and security that you envision comes from that order, the resistance mechanism. Your compensation. But of course, as you know, the crisis happens anyway. You have to go through the chaos at some point. And you slog through in the old story. And eventually you get some semblance of order once again. Until the next one. Until the next wave hits you. Feel those energies. Feel the vulnerability of it. Feel the powerlessness of it. Feel the despair about yourself and your capability. And in essence, a shame that dogs you and hounds you. Go for pay dirt. Go down and get the deep stuff. The shame, the pain, the judgments. The rage and terror, it's all in there. Let yourself go there now. In your attention, all you have to do is just put your attention to it. What's all that reactivity? What's all that emotion that you fear, the anxiety, the panic, the frustration, the humiliation, whatever it is. What is it that you fear? What's the essence in there? What is it that you think will take you away from the possibility and the hope for safety, the hope and possibility for love, freedom and power? And as you become aware of it, as you identify it through sensing it, not through analyzing it, but sensing it, take your power back from it now. Realize you've given your power to this. And just say to yourself mentally, power, I gave you to this compensation, to this reaction, to this drama, to this whole crisis situation. I've given my power away. Power, return to me. Power, my power, return to me. Sense yourself just taking that power that juices up these emotions, juices up all the stories, all the identifications of you. It's like the fuel to all the limited aspects of you, the thoughts, the feelings, the beliefs, the life stories. Take your power back from that. You gave it, your power, to all of that. When you didn't have power, or didn't know you could have power, when you were a child or an adolescent, where the power was always outside of you, where you had to rebel as the adolescent or as the young adult. Power was outside of you. The child, the power was with your parents or guardians. As an adolescent, the power was with your peer group. And what did they think of you? With your young adult, the power was society at large, the world. That was huge. It was big, overwhelming. Take your power back now, by choice. I choose. Say to yourself mentally, I choose to take my power back now. And mentally, just sense yourself reaching out and grabbing all the juice, grabbing all the power, and pulling it back to you. You're going to bring it back into your solar plexus, into your heart chakra, or into your throat. One of those three places, bring that power back to you. Just, it's going to fill up your torso. And then it's going to fill up your arms and your legs. All that power. Feel it. It's juice. It's a strength. And it's yours. Take it back. You gave it, you can take it back. Fill yourself up with your power. You are an adult. You're a spiritual light being. It is your perfect right to take your power back. You are a powerful reality creator. And every crisis, every experience in the chaos, everything that happens to you in your life, we have created directly or indirectly. If you have created lots of unpleasant things, recognize that you have a tremendous gift and talent at that. Don't look at it as a judgment of yourself, of your inadequacy, of your shame. Look at that. It is, you've just used your power in a twisted way. But it's your power nevertheless. And if you've created beautiful realities, and those that you have created, you created those too. everything is yours. Maybe it looks like it's just happening to you and you're forced to deal with it. That's called allowing it. And you don't do that consciously. So don't hold yourself to blame. But take the responsibility now for yourself, that you're going to take responsibility for your reality now. And by doing so, you're going to build a repertory of more positive realities. Recognize you have the power to choose. You have the power to direct it. Then realities you have considered negative and limiting have come because your child is creating them, or your adolescent, or your internal parent, or your ego, or your slave driver, or your fantasizing young adult. They've been creating those realities. But you, the light being you are right this moment, you can take your power back from them too. Take your power back from your child, internal parent, adolescent, an ego, slave driver, and young adult. Just see them there, sense them. Or just let yourself reach out in your mind's eye and grab the juice that you have given and distributed through these selves and bring it back to you. Fill yourself even more, so that the light within you that you're filling yourself with, the power becomes more compressed. And as it becomes more compressed, you're jamming more and more power into your body, into your space. It becomes brighter, more intense. Keep pulling that power to you. You, the adult. And as you infuse yourself with your own power, realize that you don't need to take any of this personally, any crisis personally whatsoever. It's not about your failure. It's not that anyone's trying to do something to you. It's not that you're just such a bad manifester. Don't do that to yourself. Have compassion on those selves you forced into creating your realities for you because you abnegated your responsibility and your power to them. Because your child is frightened. Bring in your child. Just sense your child there. Put your arms around your child. Have compassion. They are terrified. Hold them. Love them. And the internal parent, trying so hard to make it right. If you had children, you tried so hard to be a good parent, to raise them right. Recognize how hard it is to be a parent, whether you've had children or not. Have compassion on your internal parent. Sense it there. It may look like your mother or your father or a composite of them, or like some authority figure, a teacher, someone. Have compassion. Draw them to you. Wrap them in your love. Let them soak in your love. You have a child and you have an internal parent soaking in love. Connect with them. feel them. Be with them. And let them dissolve now. Let them go. They will. They will always be part of you. The positive sides, the light sides. Empowered, free sides. Now the adolescent shows up. Me too. Adolescent is always me too. But what about me? Me, me. Love your adolescent. It's frightened, disoriented, doesn't know who in the world it is. Love it. Hold it. Drench it with love. And the ego, its partner, ready to sabotage you any moment, ready to pull you up into the heights or drop you down into the pits. Perhaps the closest that you have to truly an enemy within yourself. You are angry at your ego and blamed it for your failures. So it wants you to fail. Ha, ha, ha. It will exact revenge upon you. Have compassion for it. You've been there yourself. You know. Bring in the ego as well. Wrap the ego in your love. The ego is never meant to do all the tasks of creating all the spins on everything, all the attitudes, all the orientations. Too big of a job for an ego. Just love it. Love the adolescent. Drench them. Drench them. Be them. Feel it. Let them dissolve into you. Integrate into you. Become one with you. You feel light. And now, the young adult, hoping for a way out through extremely good luck, magic, winning the lottery, not just financially winning the lottery, but perhaps winning the lottery as far as a job, winning the lottery as far as a relationship, getting something so superlative, it'll fix everything. Have compassion for them. Have compassion for your young adult. They don't know how the world works. Hold your young adult. Love your young adult. Drench your young adult with love. And here's the slave driver. You put the slave driver, you install the slave driver into your life somewhere in your late teens or early 20s as you stepped into young adult. So that one way or another you could fulfill the dreams that you dreamed. But the slave driver was given a whip to make you. You didn't know how else to do it. Have compassion on the slave driver. It's not a fun job. Love your slave driver. Love your slave driver. Have compassion on your young adult and your slave driver and drench them both with love. And as you do, your slave driver shifts and changes into your true motivator, lined up with you, the person you are now, today. Be with them now. Be them. Be intimate. Be present. Let them and you become one. Let them dissolve into you, integrate into you. Let yourself feel the synergy of these selves. Let yourself feel the fullness, the strength, the powers and capacities of all these selves within you. And there's someone who has compassion on you as well. Your higher self, a greater you. A you that knows you are divine, that loves you unconditionally. A you that you are an immature version of. Much grander than you. Not to diminish you, but just so much more. Let yourself feel their presence in whatever way works for you. Perhaps like a being of light walking towards you. Perhaps like a great essence of joy and ecstasy that comes to you. Let yourself receive this higher aspect of you and their incredible, incredible love and compassion that they have for you. Just as you can have so much compassion for your inner child and your inner child suffering, they have even more, way more, many, many times more, the love and compassion for you. Let yourself open to it. Let them come and wrap themselves around you. Wrap their arms around you or surround you with their essence. Ah, let yourself relax into their love. Let yourself just receive it completely, totally, unconditionally. Nothing you need to do. Just receive now. Just let them love you. Ah. They have compassion for all that you've been going through with all your crises and your life situations. And they love you regardless of how many failures you've made and how much stupid stuff that you've probably done. Because they know who you are. They know who you are. Let yourself be infused and filled with their love. They're connected to the divine. They're connected to God, Goddess, all that is. They're one moment with that. But a piece of them, a piece of the divine, is flooding you now. A piece of you. And as you lift and as you expand, you sense that your energy field, that your parameters of yourself have expanded hugely. That you have an aura, a light around you that extends for a long, long stretch every which a direction. And it's expanding more and more And suddenly you just lose a sense of boundary of that. And you touch infinity, infinite space. You're infinite in size. Let go of your name. Let go of your identity of gender and age, all the stories, all the thoughts, all the feelings, all the beliefs, all the analysis, all the history. Let go of all your limits. Just let them go. Just give them up to your greater self. Let your greater self just dissolve them with you. You and your greater self just being in the love. You, the adult, in your power. And the greater you in their power, so much more than yours. Their love, so much more than you. Let yourself expand to their limits. Any walls, any resistances, any compensations, any fear, let it dissolve now. Let it go. Just be with it. Don't resist it. Don't push it away. Just let it be. As you sit in this resonance of light and love, of power, all that is not you disappears without you having to do any work. Just let it do its thing. Dissolve. Come into the present now. You in the present moment. You the adult. You and your power. You and your love. Right here and now. And through the love, unconditional love, and through the boundlessness of space of you, the infinity of you, in the present moment, enter the emptiness within you. If you feel you must descend, then do. It has always been you. It is always part of you. Put your attention there, however you need to do it. Move into the nothing, the absolutely nothing. The silence, the stillness within. The love. Feel the total connection. Feel that you are your higher self. You are your positive child, parent, adolescent, ego, young adult. And the true motivator within you, synergistically becoming more, and the divine in you taking you into infinity. Nothing to do. Be. Be. Any thoughts come up, they dissolve in the flow of infinite being. And now, it is time to take the trappings, the clean, the clear, the pure, back on. Cleansed of their limitations. Bring your identities back on. Your thoughts, your feelings, bring them back on now. Clean, clear, light, free. Because you're free now. You're free to live your life restricted only by the dimensionality of your higher self. A big box. So bring in those energies, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, perhaps a new story, perhaps your name, once again a new energy, a new vibration to it, an identification of you as the light being, loving, empowered, and free. Feel how safe this is. Feel the safety. Feel the trust in your higher self. Together you will succeed in your mission. You will. You will succeed. You will not fail. Feel the safety in that. You're good enough. You're bright enough. You're powerful enough. You're loving enough. You're free enough. And now you're safe enough to take this back on. But it's not really back on. It's taking on a new garment of light. Taking on that love, freedom, safety, and power. Taking it on at a greater level than ever before. Clothing yourself in greatness. And as you do this, another presence approaches you. This is your future self. Yes, it looks like you. Maybe a couple of years, year or two in the future. On the other side of this crisis, on the other side of that pattern, they hold the knowledge, the wisdom of how you did it. They have the whole story of you succeeding. They embody that. Feel their presence. Feel how bright they are, how much bigger than they are than you've ever imagined yourself to be. How free, how loving, how safe. Let them come to you. Let them put their arms around you and let yourself get the love from them. Let them drench you, infuse you in the love. From the other side, they give you the template. It's a transmission of light from them to you. Let yourself feel it inside you. Every cell soaking up the love, the power, the safety, the freedom from them. The way they see the world, their perspectives, their stories, their thoughts, their feelings. Soak it up. They give it freely. And in the giving of it, you become more. Let yourself expand even more now. All is possible. You're in the light chaos. You're in the sixth dimension of chaos. You're in a place of great creativity right now. Anything is possible. Your choice. So choose. What do you want? What do you desire? First, see what kind of person you want to be, that future self. See yourself as that future self, successful on the other side of the crisis, knowing how to live in peace and in harmony with the chaos. In fact, enjoying it, relishing it, being boundless, connecting to the divine and expressing it into the world. And then, see how they work with everything. All your team of spirit helpers, guides and angels, whatever you call them. A tremendous network of love and resources. See in the future your internal parent, positive parent, looking at what is and being realistic, looking how to work with things. Networking, connecting with light, expanding, honoring yourself, being willing to be vulnerable and open and free while feeling safe. What an experience. Dreaming and creating in alignment with your desire and your passion. Lined up. Everything lined up. Not linearly, but in a spiral of experience. Experience it now, right now. And out of that, what forms do you wish to manifest? Financial, romantic, health, spiritual. See yourself link to that. See yourself being plugged in, so to speak. Stay in the oneness. Stay in you. Stay present. You are that. You are you. You are all. And know that the link has been made. And, surprisingly, we never left. We've been with you since the first meditation, holding you, loving you, too. So now let us just expand lots of little twinkles and sparkles all over your world. And then we too dissolve. Everything dissolves. Everything integrates into you. And you are just you in your boundless, infinite glory. One. And so now it's time to return to the physical plane, to your arena of action, linked up, ready to activate your strengths, to express your light. So bring yourself back, bring your attention back to your body. It's always been there. You're just giving it some attention right now. And know that every time you do this meditation and the other one, the previous one, you can go deeper, broader, grander, and experience with more intensity the infinite. Your eternal presence, the boundlessness of you. and let yourself now gently come back and open your eyes. Open your mental eyes. And you see the sparkles of light fading away. Open up your physical eyes and see your environment. You didn't go anywhere. You were here the whole time. But we welcome you back anyway. It has been a pleasure working with you, as always. Remember to call on us. Remember to let us work with you at night before you go to sleep to see the starry sky. The stars that come together and create a giant star, and we send a beam of light down to you and wrap around you. Give us a request and go to sleep. Let us work on you overnight. We have started a reset today. Let it continue. Let yourself remember that connection. And if you don't think you got it, well, surprise, you did. So go forth into your reality. Radiate your light. Shine your love and power and freedom and safety. And have a glorious adventure, unraveling the mysteries and experiencing success. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.